Texas, Border Patrol, DOD working together to stop migrant crossings. By Bob Price on January 26, 2025. United in service and in strength, is the message from the El Paso sector chief as his agents team up with Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and the Department of Defense to increase security along the border. Chief Patrol Agent Scott Good posted a video on X showing the multi-agency efforts to secure the Texas-Mexico border. Good said the DOD Texas DPS and his Border Patrol agents are working together to protect and serve. United in service and in strength. Grateful for the combined joint efforts W/Detov Defense and XP's West working to protect and serve. Together we win. Hashtag where the legend beacon hashtag migrant is hashtag New Mexico pic.twitter.com/QZH5MB9U. Anthony Scott Good, at US Beep Jefept, January 25, 2025. Together we win, Good wrote. Texas Governor Greg Abbott joined in celebrating the renewed state and federal partnership. Writing on X, Texas is proud to partner with the new Trump administration to finally secure the border. Texas is proud to partner with the new Trump administration to finally secure the border. Operation Lone Star will continue working around the clock to undo the damage done by the Biden administration. More, pic.twitter.com/5appsjsev. Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, January 24, 2025. On Sunday, Abbott told Fox News, on the first hour of his Trump tenure as president, we saw the change where there were a military sent to the border, blocking people from crossing the border illegally. The governor said the migrant crossing numbers have dropped every single day since President Trump took office. We suddenly now have a commander-in-chief who cares about national security, who cares about securing the border, who going to enforce the law, Abbott stated. Texas DPS spokesman Lieutenant Chris Olivares told CBS News, now that we have support now at the federal level. Something we have been wanting for the last 4 years. I think it's going to be helpful to us and the governor and what he has been able to do with Operation Lone Star.